This episode of Coffee with Kenobi is sponsored by Penguin Random House Audio. Looking to catch up on the latest Star Wars books? Try listening to them on audio. Featuring sound effects and music directly from the movies, Star Wars audiobooks are the definitive listening experience. From brand new audiobooks such as Thrawn and Empire's End Aftermath, to our blockbuster movie tie-in editions, you'll have plenty to keep you entertained. Visit PenguinRandomHouseAudio.com/Star Wars for sample clips and to start listening now.
This episode of Coffee with Kenobi is also sponsored by the Star Wars Digital Card Trader collecting app from Topps. Celebrating its second year, the app is free to download from iTunes or Google Play. Collect and trade everything from legendary 1977 Star Wars cards to new cards featuring exclusive content from Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, Rogue One, and much more. All from the comfort of your mobile device. The Star Wars Digital Card Trader collecting app from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.
Listening to Coffee with Kenobi, you are, with Dan Z and Corey Club, the podcast you're looking for. This is, yes.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
We've been waiting for you.
The Force is strong here, even stronger than the coffee.
At last! Where have you been?
Welcome to Coffee with Kenobi. Here are your hosts, Dan Z and Corey Club.
Well, this is day three of Celebration Orlando. We're on the convention floor. We have not gotten a chance to recap what happened on day two, so we'd like to lead with that. Yesterday was a big day. It was the premiere of The Last Jedi poster and the teaser trailer. We finally made our way into the merchandise shop, and we had Galactic Knights, which is a whole thing unto itself and was fantastic. So, Corey, take it away.
We also don't to mention we got a great picture of Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar. We posted on our Twitter feed. I'm sure you guys saw that and liked it. That was tons of fun. I mean, that's the thing too, Dan, is doing these cons that we're walking and talking as we are now, as they do on TV. And just kind of trying to stuff things in where we can. And today was even, we had to split up a couple times just to divide and conquer and, you know, work together and getting things. But yeah.
Well, we talked about the trailer reactions already, our initial reactions and the poster. So we've covered that. But yeah, the Freddie and Sarah thing, which we obviously talked about before, was great. It was really, really fast. It was a little chaotic trying to figure out where you're supposed to stand and where you're supposed to go. But once we figured it out, it was a pretty quick, like, the whole thing from beginning to end was just 15 minutes for the whole line. And when you get in to see him, it's, like, lightning fast. But he smiled. He knew who we were. So that was fun and exciting. Sarah Michelle Gellar was nice. I said hello. She said hello. It's like, you know, boom, 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 super, super quick. But it was so fun to see him. We obviously think very highly of him.
Exactly. And I think it's one of the fun things about the celebration is you can do that stuff. And, people do all kinds of things. So here's more people we know.
So then we had we went to Galactic Knights last night, and that was probably the highlight for me of Celebration overall. It was just an amazing experience. It was so classy, so well done. It was well organized. Everything was 5 minutes to get on. Star Tours said 10 minutes, which was really more like five. We went on Aerosmith's Rock and Roller Coaster, which was overlaid to be Star Wars. Now, basically what that meant was no Aerosmith music, no lights inside, but they played the music from the Trench Run, and it was pretty great. We hung out all night with Jeff McGee and Dennis Keithley and just had a tremendous time.
Exactly. We walked on ride. Basically, it was really fast. We had kind of like a Star Wars meal, if you will. Everything was decked out in honor of Star Wars, and it had an incredible fireworks and light show display at the end, so you really couldn't ask for better. Weather was great. There was guests there. I mean, there was just so much to do and be able to see everything. And
I can go meet them.
And it was probably the highlight of my entire trip.
It was for me too. And then the merchandise, of course, was amazing. So we went wild with that, and we got some mugs, got some T-shirts. And then we went to the stage show that was where the Indiana Jones show is, and got to see Vanessa Marshall interview Alan Tudyk and John Knoll. And I didn't, I knew that Alan Tudyk was super, super cool. I had no idea he was such a magnificent performer.
Well, Dan, you're not really a Firefly fan, so you wouldn't know. Oh, well, you're shaking your head. Anyway, so that's cute. It's really great to be able to do these things again, like you said, to have these experiences and listening to people talk about their craft. And speaking of Alan Tudyk, we're going to off to see him in just a few minutes with our good friends. And it seems like almost a little bit of a blur.
It is. I definitely want to see what's going to happen with that. It'll be fun. We know a little bit more now what to expect. And Galactic Knights was literally a red carpet. And we got to see some droids. Jeff McGee was harassed by a Death Trooper. We got to get our picture with Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a class all around. I hope that for the other future celebrations that they always have some sort of specialty evening at one of the parks, because it really was great. And then we got home so late last night, and we had to make an executive decision about this morning, and because today was the Rebels' Day. And so what do we do?
We kind of divide and conquer. It was kind of a split decision. I think I got up early, got in line, and was able to get in line for the queue for the main show. And you were up. You had a press pass. You got into the press section, and we were able to get there and see all the fun things there. And I waited for quite a while, and you had some adventures of yourself. And it was great to be able to kind of split up like that, I guess, and still have fun things to talk about and see how we meet people online, things like that.
Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of a section about Rebels, because we have seen that, but we didn't do our recap yet, so we wanted to do that. Lots of fun. It's our last day here. We plan to make the most of it, and we will be back soon. We're here with CWK family member Jake. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're having a ball. Tell us your overall impressions of Celebration.
Say that again?
Tell us your overall impressions of Celebration.
Oh, man, this is my first Celebration. I am just totally stoked to be here. I really don't want it to end.
I know. Is this your first Celebration, you said? Yes. What have been some of the things that have really stood out to you?
The cosplayers. I mean, I was really impressed by, the hybrid costumes, just seeing the cosplayers, and then the Mandalorian mercs were really amazing. The 501st, and some of the big announcements, of course, The Last Jedi, you know. And then just waiting to see where that goes. And Battlefront 2 trailer was just released.
We haven't seen that yet. Was it pretty awesome?
Oh, it was great.
How does it compare to the first one?
Well, definitely they're going to bring in, campaign mode, so it's not just all multiplayer. They're going to have a lot of new characters, like Darth Maul, Yoda, all that good stuff.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, I would hope so.
That's super cool. Well, hey, man, it's great to meet you. Keep having a great time at the con. All
right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Looking to catch up on the latest Star Wars books? Try listening to them on audio. Featuring sound effects, top-notch narrators, and music directly from the movies, Star Wars audiobooks are the definitive listening experience.
From Han Solo to C-3PO to Admiral Akbar, you'll recognize all your favorite characters. Listen to movie tie-ins like Rogue One and The Force Awakens, to book titles such as Thrawn and Empire's End Aftermath, to classic audiobooks like William Shakespeare's Star Wars.
With Star Wars audiobooks, you'll have plenty of Star Wars listening to keep you entertained. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/Star Wars for sample clips and to start listening now. And be sure to go to booth 2526, where Penguin Random House Audio is going to be. Mark Thompson is going to be making some appearances. He's amazing. There's going to be a lot of people to chat with and incredible things, giveaways, and all kinds of good stuff. And you just might see Corey and I there as well.
That's right. The other thing, too, is we're kind of promoting this, too, because we love audiobooks as well, Dan. It's one way to ingest the books, I think. Personally, for me, it's nice on a drive. If folks looking to catch up along the way, definitely grab one for your trip out to Celebration.
Coffee with Kenobi is also sponsored by the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. And Corey, this app has seriously been exploding.
Absolutely, Dan. And it's only been in the last few days. They came out with a new set called the Retro Print Set. And again, these are just like old-styled designs from Topps cards that you can collect. They're unique enough. I got the first one, and I texted you, said, check this out. This is awesome. It's got Luke and Vader fighting on, kind of looks almost like a comic scene. And I don't really know exactly where it's from, but definitely it's unique and a lot of fun. And again, there's so much here in this app to do. You can get on and you can get you know, your favorite characters. You can get collect cards from anywhere from Clone Wars to Rebels to Rogue One to The Force Awakens and in between everything there. So there's so much for fans to get on and check out. There's daily credits. The whole app itself is free for fans. And again, if you're looking for something to kind of pass the time, if you're waiting in line or, you know, you want to have something to do, again, this is a unique way to be able to collect these cards, open packs, get new cards, and trade with friends.
So there are so many different sets to choose from. Everything that you love and I love about collecting in a galaxy far, far away.
The Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.
All right, as is usually the case with celebrations, time is of the essence and a lot of things happen at once. And we have not gotten a chance to weigh in on the Rebels panel. So, of course, I've got Corey here with me and I've got the award-winning host of Rebels Reactions, Aaron Harris. And Dave Motters is also here with us, a great guy, great CWK family member. Gentlemen, first impressions of not only the panel, but the announcement and what we got to see.
Well, you know, it was very exciting. The panel was a great panel. It was great seeing everybody up on the stage, Dave and the cast, voice actors. It was great to see. It was a very exciting panel. A lot of great stuff coming for season four. It was a little heartbreaking finding out it was the final season. Some mixed emotions on that, but you know, it's going to be a great season coming up, so it's going to definitely go out with a bang.
I definitely think, yeah, that it's, the down note was ending on season four, obviously the series is. But I think the up note is there's so much more to come. Dave definitely was saying there's a future. There's something going on. Maybe look at his shirt, go back and look at his shirt, what his shirt says. It might give you some clues maybe of what, maybe the general idea of their heading. But for the overall reaction, I think it was a lot of fun. Oh, the whole energy was there. The crowd got excited. They showed a bunch of clips. I got to see a whole episode of season one or season four, episode one, yeah. And it was great. It was fun, and fun to see the cast up on the stage.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I was telling Aaron afterwards to be able to see the whole cast up there was really incredible. Seeing Freddie for the first time, and really Taylor Gray as well, but. I was watching Aaron most of the time. I just wanted to see his face. And it was somber when Dave Filoni got up front and was really serious. He says he hadn't done that before. But then it became more exciting as we watched it. And so I saw a lot more of a smile on Aaron's face. So we had a great time, and it was good to see it.
The pleasant thing for me about this, and it always is emphasized when we see them together, is they have a family unit both on the screen and as people, as actors, as friends. And I think that is really wonderful. And Dave is just so, he seems to, like, very much like Pablo, he seems a delight in his role with Lucasfilm, and he's so good at it, so engaging. And the announcement that they're canceling, not canceling, Rebels will be over after the season, you are the first person I thought of, Aaron. And I saw you posted that you need to polish up your podcast resume. I don't think you have to worry about that. But I'm okay with it, because everything needs to have a beginning, middle, and end. And that's why Star Wars is powerful. And you can add to it great, and we don't know what's going to happen. Definitely the first episode we saw, and I'm not sure how much we're supposed to say, is it's going to be powerful, it's going to be dark, and it's going to hit you in the gut. And that's good. Pathos is a powerful part of storytelling, and I'm really looking forward to what they're going to do with these characters.
Chopper's back, so you know, it was a very powerful first episode, and it was something that I can't wait to actually sit down and actually review for reactions, because there's a lot to cover in that episode. So everybody's got something to look forward to, and it's going to, if this entire season is anything like this first episode, it's going to be a roller coaster. It's going to be a roller coaster final season. It's going to live up to everything we've expected from Rebels, that we've gotten from Rebels, and it's going to take us out on an all-time high, and I have no doubt of that.
Well, it's true. I mean, I think it's I mean, where do you go for after this? I mean, like, type thing. Like, it sounds like everybody's still evolving. They're still trying to find their final place where they're going to land. I like a lot of Cass talked about that, of what the next step is going to be. And obviously, they're still learning from each other, still a family unit. I mean, that has never changed. So that's nice to see that. And like I said, Dave had some really nice words to say for the cast and the production. And, you know, I think they're going to go off the bang, definitely, for the fans and represent themselves well.
Kind of like you said, Dan, it was interesting to listen to Dave up there. And he made the comment. He says, I know what it feels like to not be able to end a series.
Yeah.
And everyone knew what he meant. And so you could see that I think he's really pleased that he's able to do that. So, and then just like a minute ago when you said there's a beginning, middle, and end, Dave's mapped it out, and I think he feels really comfortable with it. And so it's going to end well. I, at one point, I don't know if Aaron heard this, but when he says it's going to be dark, and then people kind of made some noise, but I don't think they heard him say it's also going to be fun.
Yeah.
It was kind of hard for him to hear, anybody to hear that, but I picked up on it. But that's going to be the roller coaster that Aaron's talking about. Some hard ones, but also fun, and I hope we're going to have a great time with it. That's it.
And I definitely think we saw a little bit of that in the first episode of season four. There were some definite, definite dark moments, really, really emotional. But there was some humor, too. And Ezra and Chopper provide some lighthearted moments. It was nice. It'll be interesting to see what happens soon. We were promised that this is not the end of Lucasfilm Animation. No idea what that entails, but we will definitely keep our eyes open to see and announce it, hopefully sooner rather than later. Now we're off to meet Felicity Jones and Alan Tudyk, so we'll be back later.
This episode of Coffee with Kenobi was sponsored by Penguin Random House Audio. Looking to catch up on the latest Star Wars books? Try listening to them on audio. Featuring sound effects and music directly from the movies, Star Wars audiobooks are the definitive listening experience. From brand new audiobooks such as Thrawn and Empire's End Aftermath to our blockbuster movie tie-in editions, you'll have plenty to keep you entertained. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/Star Wars for sample clips and to start listening now.
This episode of Coffee Kenobi is also sponsored by Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. Celebrating its second year in the app, it is totally free to download from iTunes or Google Play. Collect and trade everything from legendary 1977 Star Wars cards to new cards featuring exclusive content for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, Rogue One, and much more. All from the comfort of your mobile device, the Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps. These are the cards you're looking for.
Chewie, get us out of here!
If you would like to respond to our question of the show, have a comment, or just want to say hello, send us an email or MP3 at feedback@coffeewithkenobi.com. Or if you have a specific question or comment for either of us individually, email us at danz@coffeewithkenobi.com or coreyc@coffeewithkenobi.com or visit us at coffeewithkenobi.com and click on the Contact Us section or comment on one of the stories featured on the site. If you enjoy the show, please write a review in iTunes or Stitcher. You can also like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeewithkenobi, as well as keep up to date at our Twitter feed at Coffee with Kenobi. You can also find us on Tumblr at coffeewithkenobi.tumblr.com. If you enjoy the jazz music, the album is Eye to Eye by Steve Torak.
Give the evacuation code signal.
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
There's no one here. Move along.